All right, time now for more trivia on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, we brought in the best. We have spared no expense. Mr. Kiger is here.
I am.
Freddie, I just can't wait to see what kind of trivia question you have for us today.
One.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
You know, it's about that time of... Did you call me a gourd head?
What?
Did you call me a gourd head?
No.
You just said, I'm kidding.
I think I said go ahead.
No, I'm picking us in there. It's about that time of year, August, September, when a lot of new shows are coming onto television, you know, the season premieres and what have you, the new season, or even the premieres of a new show.
Some of them will last a grand total of about 3 weeks.
Exactly.
They'll be gone. Others may go on to become iconic shows.
And we're going to talk about one in particular today, one of those iconic shows.
You ready? I'm ready.
TV Dads.
TV Dads.
TV Dads.
Right.
In the Munsters, the head of the family was Herman Munster.
Herman Munster.
Portrayed by Fred Gwynne, remember?
That's right, yeah.
What was the TV first name of the Adams family's dad?
I knew you were going to say that. Gosh.
So we're not talking about the Munsters.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Father Knows Best. We're talking about the Adams family.
Mm-hmm.
And for two seasons, he was the patriarch of the Adams family. What is his first name in the TV show? If you know the answer, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Call right now.
Yep.
You can be a winner.
And you can win $10, a gift certificate to
Cruisers.
Where you are.
Good to go.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL. CHL.
Freddie, I'm trying really hard to think of that guy's first name. Adams.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was.
Crack me up.
He was really good. But I can't remember his first name to save my life.
His wife's name was Morticia.
Yeah, that's right.
He was of Spanish descent.
So it wasn't like Jose or something like that.
Gomez.
Gomez. That's right.
Gomez.
Okay.
He was portrayed by John Astin in the TV series that ran for two seasons, 1964 through 66.
Hilarious.
He wore a necktie to his chalk stripe suit. Mm-hmm. Also wore a wide variety of extravagant clothing. He spent $1,000 per month on cigars and was an accomplished juggler and knife thrower. And he particularly loved crashing toy trains and diving for crabs on Halloween.
Oh, wow. Gomez.
But he had this swagger and this way that just crack the roll of his eyes.
And the expressions on his face were great. Yeah.
If you have access to watch a couple of the old Adam families with Cousin It and... Yeah. Grandmama and Uncle Fester and Morticia and Pugsley and Wednesday. Just watch Gomez, John Astin.
Really comic genius.
Oh, he was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that memory.
You are welcome.
All right.
Oh, I left out Lurch.
Remember? That's right. Yeah, I used to love Lurch.
Lurch. May I have your hat?
Hey, thanks, man.
Yep.